Electric water heaters eat up a lot of power. If you've got one, about a fifth of your electricity bill goes to make sure you've got a steamy shower in the morning. But there's a hot new thing in the water heater world. It's called the heat pump water heater. Most Northwest utilities claim the new device can save you a lot of money, and they're offering big rebates to people who make the switch from Standard Electric. But heat pump water heaters aren't right for everyone. Miles Bryan checked it out and has what you need to know before you make a decision.
It's a misty afternoon on the Tualatin River, and Gary Miller is in a good mood. It's the first time he's relaxed since last week when his old electric water heater broke.
And left 55 gallons of water on the floor to bail out.
How'd you bail it out?
With a bucket.
After the cleanup, Miller went online to check out his options for a replacement. There he found that he was a good candidate for a new water heating option, the heat pump water heater. It works like a refrigerator, but in reverse. Your refrigerator keeps your food cold by pushing warm air out. A heat pump water heater pulls warmth from the air around it to make the water hot, and cool air gets pushed out. That uses less energy than a standard electric water heater, which just heats your water with an electrified piece of metal.
I started looking at electric water heaters, and the heat pump water heater seemed like the best solution for value over time.
Brian Knight from George Moreland Water Heaters is just finishing up the installation of Miller's new appliance. He says heat pump water heaters are the most exciting thing to happen to his industry in three decades.
For the cost, you can't beat it. You can't beat the savings. When mine fails at my house, I will have a heat pump heater in my house.
Now most of the major Northwest utilities are pushing the new product. They're working through a consortium called the Northwest Energy Efficiency Alliance to offer rebates up to $1,000 per customer. And that's on top of state and federal tax credits. Project manager Jill Reynolds says the initiative could do a lot to reduce the Northwest electricity use.
55% of our region's homeowners have electric water heat, and so that right there is a huge potential. And if every one of those homeowners switched to a heat pump water heater, it would be enough energy saved to power all of the homes in Seattle and Boise.
But Reynolds says that the Northwest Energy Efficiency Alliance is also thinking nationally. The federal government has already mandated that, by the year 2015, all big industrial-sized water heaters have a heat pump. Northwest utilities want to show that a similar regulation would work for smaller, residential-sized heaters, and they want their customers to prove the point.
That is our ultimate goal, is to influence that federal standard.
But some in the water heater business question whether the Northwest should be on the front line of that fight.
I doubt that it'll ever be just the only thing that we'll ever put in.
That's Mike Spicer, co-owner of Portland's Stan the Water Heater Man. Spicer knows a lot about water heaters.
It's all I do. Water heaters all day, every day, nothing but water heaters.
And he says that for many people, a heat pump water heater is not the right choice. For one, heat pump water heaters work slowly. They can take up to 8 hours to heat a tank of water. That's about four times as long as a standard water heater.
Now, most of them do have an electric element backup, but you turn that on and that's the same thing as if you might as well have an electric water heater then.
Heat pump water heaters also make noise. Take a listen to Gary Miller's. If the heater is in your garage or, like Miller's, in your basement, that noise probably won't be a problem. But Spicer says that he has been called to remove heat pump water heaters installed in people's bedrooms. Here's another reason why you don't want these appliances where you hang out. Cold air. Heat pump water heaters
take heat out of the air. They exhaust cold air. So if they just exhaust cold air back into their room, then you have to fire an expensive furnace to reheat that air.
And even after all the rebates, heat pump water heaters can still be pricey. Gary Miller paid around $1,200 out of pocket, more than twice what it would have cost him to put in a standard electric model. He can expect it'll take about 5 years to see that money back in lower electricity bills. I'm Miles Bryan reporting.